from our nation's capital. It's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. Well, you've heard the big news. It's all over CNN, MSNBC, even Fox is going to talk a little bit about it. The big news, according to the media, is the fact that Donald Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who resigned in disgrace, has flipped on him. Now, for those of us who've been watching the Russia investigation, none of this is a surprise. Obviously, Trump and his team were colluding with Russia. Obviously, it was a conspiracy to commit espionage, commit treason, to change the election, and in return to give Russia what it wanted, basically to allow the United States to allow it to commit all its human rights abuses. This isn't even news. We're going to find out the details of it. It will come. And yes, I think we're at IMP on the impeachment scale. This is what everyone's covering. This is not what I'm covering. The reason I'm not covering it is because, one, none of this surprises me. I saw it coming. I said I saw it coming. And two, we have a terrible, terrible fire going on right now in the United States Senate. Global warming's a big deal. I care about global warming. But if my own house were on fire, I would put that fire out and then go fight global warming. There'll be plenty of time to impeach the president, and I fully support that effort. Plenty of time to talk about Russian collusion. What we need to talk about today is the Republican scam going on right now to raise your taxes and to destroy the nation's economy. And I wish I were exaggerating, but I'm not. Today, I want to talk about the bill that's being rushed through so fast, at lightning speed, under the radar, and as much as I'm glad that Robert Mueller is getting Flynn and making him turn the tables on Trump, could he have waited till Monday? Because this is pushing the real news, the real dangerous news, off the front pages. It's pushing it off CNN. Even MSNBC isn't covering a bill that will do more damage to the United States economy than any piece of legislation since the Smoot-Hawley Act of the 1920s. This is a bill that, mark my words, if it becomes law, will not only make you poorer if you're one of the 80% of Americans who makes under $100,000 a year, but will lead to both massive inflation and massive unemployment. In fact, this bill is precisely what the Republicans, and it was the Republicans then, did wrong in the 1920s to cause the Great Depression. It's actually similar to what the Democrats, yes, I said the Democrats did wrong in the 1960s to cause an entire decade of the 1970s to be full of what was called stagflation, unemployment and inflation, high unemployment, high inflation. It is a huge giveaway to very, very, very rich people. Donald Trump will get at least $1 billion, depending on how much he actually owns. It could be $4 billion, $5 billion. The Koch brothers get $20 billion each from your pocket. I'm sorry your kid won't be able to go to college. Don't blame the Democrats. I'm sorry that grandma is going to have her Medicare cut severely. Don't blame the Democrats. You can blame the people who voted for Jill Stein. That's fine. They wanted grandma to be thrown off the cliff. They didn't give a damn about their country. They didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. They're with the Trumpists. But don't blame the Democrats. Medicare will be cut. Social Security will be cut. And we're going to enter into terrible economic times. And I'm going to explain exactly how it works, because one of the things that every one of the nation's economists agrees on, it's amazing, conservatives, liberals, they all agree that this is terrible for the economy. And I want to explain why. And coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to put on my professor's hat and give you a course in macroeconomics 101. I promise it'll be more interesting than your average economics professor. We're going to give you lots of detail, but it's important that you understand why this bill is so destructive to the economy. Because liberals will mention how it will harm people. Progressives care about the fact that with 13 million people thrown off health care in this bill, approximately one in a thousand will die from that uninsurance. That's what they tell us. For every million people kicked off health care, 1,000 will die because of that, solely because they don't have health insurance. So 13,000 Americans will die every single year when the Republicans, if the Republicans, and they look like they have the votes, pass this bill. So four times 9/11, dead every single year. But those Americans don't matter, you see, because they're not Republican donors. 80% of Americans will get a tax increase. 80%. If you make under $100,000, you are going to get a tax increase. And some of it is front-loaded. Some of it, they'll give you $100 now, and they'll take from you $1,000 in a few years when, I guess, they'll hope you'll forget. They hope you won't be around to blame them. But over the course of this tax bill, 80% of Americans get a tax increase. But that's not what I'm talking about. Because Republicans say, yes, we know we are stealing from poor people. We know we're stealing from middle class. Republicans want college to go through the roof. They're going to make graduate students, for example, who used to pay $3,000 in taxes, someone making maybe $30,000 a year, will now pay $13,000 in taxes. They'll have their taxes go up four times. Now, it's not easy to live on $27,000 a year and go to university, but it's a lot harder to live on $15,000 a year and go to university. So when people can't afford college, let's remember the reason why. When Medicare costs go through the roof and have to be cut and people can't get health care, let's remember why. When people, they finally start cutting Social Security, don't let them tell you, oh, we need to raise the retirement age. Oh, you know, we just can't afford Social Security anymore. You will know the reason why. But I'm not making those arguments too much. Yes, this will harm Americans trying to get into college. Republicans say Americans don't need to go to college. And they don't need to go to community college either. Indeed, if Americans would just know their place and work at their minimum wage job at a minimum wage that they can't afford to live on for the rest of their lives, that's not our fault. We are the monarchical party. We're the party of hierarchy. We're the party of nobility. We're the party that we're conservatives. We oppose the revolution. We supported the kings. We believe that people should be born into wealth or born into poverty. We hate the American dream. And one of the ways you know they hate the American dream is they're making sure that those poor, poor kids who only get $22 million from their parents will now get much more by ending the estate tax. Those poor Donald Trump children who clearly haven't had enough richesse in their lives will get $1 billion each. And you know, that's a policy choice. It's a policy choice to say, I'm sorry, son. I know you worked hard. I know you got good grades. You can't go to college. You're going to be a cashier at the gas station all your life. Because Donald Trump Jr. needs more golden toilet seats on his yacht. You weren't born into the right place. And yeah, there's some racism thrown into it. And yeah, there's some misogyny. And don't forget, I mean, what are they doing? They're calling fetuses persons, because I guess they want to put 50 million American women who've had abortions in jail. That's in this bill. Not even discussed, because it's one of the lesser controversial things. They're drilling in Anwar. Oh, well, who needs the last great piece of wilderness on earth? We don't give a damn about the environment. We all know what the Bible says. Go out, destroy the environment, ruin it for the future. You know, nothing to stop global warming. No. And again, we're really, really harming people who want an education. We really don't think anyone should ever go to college. Because if you go to college, Republicans say, then you learn facts. And if you learn facts, then you know we're lying to you. And if you know we're lying to you, you're not going to vote for us. It actually makes sense. It's why it's a party that celebrates ignorance. Oh, and if you care about the debt, oh, my God. For 8 years, Republicans told me they cared about the debt and the deficit. The next time someone tells you they're a fiscal conservative and therefore they're a Republican, I want you to laugh in their face and say, you're ridiculous, you're obviously an idiot, and then walk out. I know that's hard to do when it's Uncle Joe at the Thanksgiving table. Republicans have never been fiscal conservatives. I'll give you one. Senator Bob Corker is the only Republican in the United States Senate that actually believes in making sure we don't run into high debt. The rest of them don't. It was all a ruse. It was all a ruse because Obama wanted to do things like give health care to children. He wanted to make sure that poor people didn't die just because they didn't have enough health care. Obama. Obama wanted to make sure that almost any kid who worked hard and played by the rules could achieve the American dream. What an idiot. What an idiot. Doesn't he know that everyone should know their place in the monarchy that is the Republican Party? And if you're not born into royalty or wealth, screw you. You are worthless. You're not a donor. The Republicans made clear why they want this bill. They want this bill because their donors demand it. Lindsey Graham couldn't have been more clear. Yeah, we don't know what's in the bill. Yeah, we're still writing the bill. Yeah, we're not letting it go through committee. We're not letting the public look at it. We're not going to let people know what it is until after we voted on it. Even though the Affordable Care Act took a year to pass, and the Bush tax cuts took a year, and I think Ronald Reagan's tax cuts took 2 years as they went over every detail. We don't care about details. We want to make the tax code more complicated. Didn't they want to make it less complicated? With more loopholes. Oh, there's a few more loopholes. Good stuff in here. If you own a private jet, guess what? You get a tax cut. That's really important. We all know all those kids struggling to make their private jet go and only have $22 million from their parents and need more. Poor, poor, rich, white kids. Life is so hard for them that 300 million of us are going to have to suffer just to make sure that y'all get a few more golden toilet seats. But that's what it is when you believe in the hierarchy, the caste system. Republicans believe in a caste system, more rigorous than in India. Know your place. If you're born in poverty, you die in poverty. And we still want your votes. We still want your vote, poor people. So we're going to lie to you. We're going to tell you. Well, Lyndon Johnson's famous quote, which is, if you teach the lowest white man that he's better than the best colored man, he will let you pick his pockets. He will do anything you say. So we're going to use that racism. We're going to use that misogyny. We're going to tell you can beat your woman. Hey, you can molest children in Alabama. You can just go out and grab a 14-year-old and make her do whatever you want. Better than a Democrat, because what does a Democrat do? A Democrat makes sure that poor people get health care. A Democrat makes sure that people with an education get to achieve the American dream. Damn Democrats. Don't they know they're supposed to serve the Koch brothers who pay the Republicans' salaries? This is the biggest scam. This is the news story. This is about to become law. And when I come back, I will explain to you how totally apart from issues of fairness and equity, this bill will play a major role in destroying the great American economy that President Obama rebuilt. We'll be right back, right after this. You want to call 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levin.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Still outraged by the worst piece of legislation that I think I've seen in my lifetime, and I've seen a lot of bad legislation. This legislation has everything in it you wouldn't want to have, unless you are a multi-billionaire who likes to destroy the environment and who doesn't want your kids to ever have to work a day in their life, and you've got a private jet, and you love big debt, and also you have to love inflation and unemployment. And I'm going to get to, in the second half of the hour, exactly the mechanisms by which this will destroy the economy. I think it's important for people to understand how it works. That's why I'm going to give my lesson in Macroeconomics 101. Before I get there, though, I do want to get to a caller that I couldn't get to Monday. Oh, faithful Michael, line 3 in the Bronx. Go for it, Michael.
Hey, Mark. You know, you think you're outraged? You know, I am super duper outraged. And I got to tie it in to the fact that this is the holiday season. It is Christmas. And at the same time, Mr. 45 wants to force everybody to say Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas only. Now, what's so pathetic, if you recall several years back, we've never, ever had a problem with people saying Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, that everyone was so sincere, it was so genuine. It was a lot more peace and love back then than there is now.
Michael, I'll tell you something. I'm all for happy holidays. Hanukkah's coming up. You can wish me a happy Hanukkah. I'll happy to wish you a Merry Christmas. To me, far worse than that is the spirit of Christmas and the fact that Tiny Tim, he's taking Tiny Tim's crutches away and grounding them into dust because he doesn't want the little kid to walk because Scrooge needs another gold piece. And the children's health care insurance program. People aren't even talking about this because we got Flynn and everything else going on and Donald Trump about to be kicked out of Great Britain, I hope so, for not allowed in because he's promoting fascism over in Great Britain. That's actually not the big story today because there's so many other things going on. But the heart of what he's doing, the state children's health insurance program, one of the great things that Bill Clinton did to make sure that every single child, at least in America, if not adult, gets adequate health care, is not being funded. It is running out of money. This would be an emergency in any other circumstance but the one we're in right now because they just don't give a damn about children. Frankly, I don't think they give a damn about fetuses either. They just say that to get a certain evangelical element to support them. But I know they don't give a damn about children because the moment children are born, Republicans don't give a damn if they just die. Unless, of course, they are children who are the descendants of a very, very rich billionaire who has a private jet. Then they might give a donation to Republicans. Donors matter. Ordinary people don't matter. You don't matter. Republicans don't give a damn about you. Unless you can give them $1 million donation. Then you matter. This is Mark Levine. Be right back with more of this atrocity right after this. Is Professor Mark Levine. Welcome to Macroeconomics 101. If you're wondering about my credentials, I do have a degree in macroeconomics. I'm not bragging here, it's just a fact. I have a degree, magna cum laude, from Harvard, where I studied under Professor Martin Feldstein. He was Ronald Reagan's chief counsel of economic advisors. Very conservative, very fiscally conservative, and someone who actually left Reagan's employ because he knew that Reagan tax cuts would lead to massive debts. My professor, my old mentor, would be very proud of me right now, because while we disagreed on liberal conservative matters, every economist in the nation would give you an F if you wrote on your paper that this tax bill would help the nation's economy. And I want to explain why. It's very important to understand why.
Pick up your number two pencils. It's time for class with Mark Levine.
So, when a nation has high unemployment in the early 30s, frankly, just 10 years ago, deficit spending actually helps the economy. And the reason it does is this. You put more money into people's pockets. People buy more goods. that causes factories to hire more workers, and then the workers themselves have more money, and they go and they buy more goods, and that helps the economy. That's why we desperately needed a stimulus package 10 years ago. And when unemployment is high and you stimulate the economy, even by printing money, what that does is it lowers unemployment, but it doesn't increase inflation. And the reason it doesn't increase inflation is because there's slackness in the economy. There's still unemployed people ready to work, ready to help. So you're just hiring them, and the money supply doesn't go up dramatically. You don't get a lot of inflation. When Ronald Reagan ran for office, he talked about what he called the misery index, where he added the unemployment rate and the inflation rate together, which was both high in the 1970s. I'll get to why in just a second. And he said he would lower them. Well, thanks, Obama. We now have one of the lowest misery indexes in American history. Inflation, 1%, maybe. Unemployment, 4%. I know it's less than that in Virginia. That's a very, very low misery index. Our economy is humming along. Between President Obama and Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, they did a masterful job in getting us out of the second worst recession since the Great Depression. The single greatest recession since the Great Depression, a recession that would have been the Great Depression if we had not elected Obama and he had not pulled our economy out of the ditch. So there is a time to spend. There's a time to deficit spend, and it's when you have high unemployment. When unemployment is low, when you're at practically full employment, that is the worst time to attempt to stimulate an economy. Because when you stimulate an economy when there is low inflation, there's no one left to hire. And remember, Donald Trump is doing everything he can to keep out new immigrants who could otherwise take those jobs. So there's no jobs. There's still a bunch more money in the system. And so people have nothing to do but to raise prices on homes and everything else. And that causes inflation. Everything just goes up in price. You got all this money pumped in and nowhere for it to go. It just raises the price. And the Federal Reserve, which has to try to stop inflation, can only stop it by massively increasing interest rates, which makes it harder for you to borrow to get a house or to get a car. So it makes middle class people worse off. And eventually that kind of raising of interest rates, as we learned in the Reagan years, actually 1982, leads to unemployment. In fact, it went as high as 10%, over 10% unemployment in the Reagan years. Now, I can give you both examples from history. Actually, we can go back to the 1920s. In the 1920s, the Republicans of that time, in order to help big business, you may remember the 1920s. It was very much a stratified economy, lots of rich people, lots of very poor people, and they decided to give more tax cuts to very rich people while they passed the Smoot-Hawley tariff, which prevented us from trading with other nations, and it led to the collapse, the Great Depression. Then came the 30s, when we were underemployed, and that's when Roosevelt's spending did a lot of good. World War II did a lot of good. But the classic example of spending too much, well, we already had low unemployment, that's a Democratic mistake. That happened by Lyndon Johnson. Kennedy and Johnson had helped the economy run really smoothly in the 1960s. In fact, I think you'll find the late 1960s are the time closest in American history to where we are now, with low inflation, low unemployment. You look at 66, 67, you will find they were great economic times. But Lyndon Johnson had a war to fight in Vietnam. And he didn't want to pay for it because already it was a little controversial and he didn't want people getting angry that their taxes were going up to fight a very unpopular war. So he did it on the American credit card. He went deep into debt at a time when we were already at low unemployment and low inflation. And that mistake created the stagflation of the 1970s, which if you were around then, you know, was one of the worst economic decades in American history, with high unemployment and high inflation. Because as inflation goes up, there's nothing you can do to stop the unemployment other than raising interest rates, which causes more inflation, and in the short term, more unemployment and more pain. It's if your gas tank is low, okay, it's a really good time to pour the gas in the car. You need gas. You can run out of gas. You got to pour gas in the car because it's low. But if your gas tank is full to the brim and you keep pumping gallon after gallon after gallon of gas into a car that is already full of gas, and so the gasoline gets all over the car and gets on the seats, and frankly, it's a fire hazard. Don't be surprised when your car, doused with gasoline, goes up in flames. That's the heart of some basic macroeconomics here. There's another thing you should understand, and I've talked about this on the show before, and there's a fancy economic name for it. It's called the marginal propensity to consume. The heart of the issue is this. Poor people stimulate an economy. Middle-class people stimulate an economy. Rich people do not stimulate the economy. When a Republican tells you it's the job creators that stimulate the economy, laugh in their face. It's BS. And there's an easy way to understand it. And I've given this example before. It's the one that you should give. If anyone says, well, are you a job creator? Don't you know if you give hundreds of millions of dollars to job creators, they'll create a lot of jobs? No, they won't. Ask any employer you know. Anyone. I don't care whether it's a law firm. I don't care whether it's a grocer. I don't care whether it's a car dealer. Ask them if there's no more demand for your groceries or your cars or your legal services. Are you going to hire more employees just because you found $100,000 in your backyard or $1 million? Well, no, why would they? If I'm going to sell 100 cars today and 10 employees sell 10 cars and I'm going to sell 100 cars tomorrow, I don't care how much money I have. I'm going to need the same number of employees. That doesn't affect my car sales. You could take $1 billion and give it to Donald Trump, and that's what this tax bill does, by the way. More than $1 billion is given to Donald Trump and his family. If he's worth $10 billion, he gets $4 billion. Doesn't he have all the gold toilet seats he needs? He's got what, 6, 10, 20, 30, 40? I mean, even if he has a gold toilet seat for every day of the week, when he's done with his 3 to 65 gold toilet seats, he's done. He's not going to stimulate the economy. He's going to put it in the bank. He's going to let Forbes magazine brag about how rich he is. It's going to be a number. It's a score. It's like getting a low score in golf. Yay, I'm worth $2 billion and not $1 billion. That doesn't stimulate the economy. Take that same $1 billion. In this case, it's $1 trillion. Actually, it's more. It's going to be trillions of dollars because Republicans are lying about the cost. They don't include the interest rate on the debt. What, we're not going to pay back the national debt? So take that $2 trillion, and instead of giving it all to Donald Trump and other billionaires, take that $2 trillion, which is $2 million dollars. What you think about that? It's $2 million dollars. We could give $1 million to 2 million people. Better yet, we could give $100,000 to 20 million people. We could take every single person without health care in America, give them $100,000 each under this tax, same deal within the tax plan. And you know what? I think they'll be okay. You know what they'll do with that $100,000 each? Or we could give 200 million Americans $10,000 each. That's a good deal. That's a good deal. That's more than half the country. Let's give the poorest 200 million Americans $10,000 each. Heck, let's give every American man, woman, and child $7,000. That's better, because if you are middle class and you need a little bit more money, that's the difference between getting your kid in school and not in school, being able to pay back your student loans. That's the difference between being able to afford the rent or being homeless. That's the difference being able to provide health care for grandma, so she gets that treatment she needs. Now, she's probably on Medicare. She'd be okay, but Republicans have said they're going to cut Medicare substantially. Complete break, by the way, of Donald Trump's campaign promise. They're going to cut Medicare substantially because we're giving $2 trillion to Donald Trump and people like him. There's no room for Social Security. There's no room for Medicare. Yes, we know you paid into the system. Yes, we know. It's your FICA taxes. Yes, it's your Social Security taxes. We're taking that. Do you remember back in 2000 when Al Gore talked about his lockbox? Saturday Night Live made fun of it. Remember? The lockbox. Oh, what a nerd. Al Gore, you're such a nerd. Lockbox. What a funny word. Do you remember what was in the lockbox? I do. It was your Social Security funds. The money you paid in Social Security taxes. Al Gore wanted to lock it up so that Bush couldn't take your money and give it to a bunch of rich people. Kind of funny, huh? Bush broke into the lockbox, stole those funds, and now they're telling us Social Security is going to be insolvent. Wait till they spend another $2 trillion. Think about how insolvent it's going to be now. But don't let them tell you it's going to help the economy. Gary Cohn on the president's economic advisors was before a bunch of CEOs, multinational corporations, huge, massive corporations worldwide. Each of them multi-hundred millionaires. And he said, all right, we're going to give each of your companies billions of dollars. How many of you are going to hire more workers? And very few of them raised their hands. How many of you will put in investments? Virtually no one. In fact, Gary Cohn even said, why aren't more of you raising your hands? I don't think Gary Cohn had macroeconomics 101. They did say what they were going to do with the money. They're going to buy back more stock. They're going to increase CEO salaries. And they're going to give more money to shareholders. And if you're part of the 0.1% of Americans that have millions and millions of dollars of wealth, you will be better off. I'm not going to deny it. You know, when you rob from the poor to pay the rich are better off. Better off, not in real ways of living, because they already have all the homes and cars and luxury they need, but better off because they can put a $20 million in their bank balance instead of only a mere $17 million or $20 billion if you're a Koch brother. Actually, they're worth $50 billion each. But it doesn't help the economy because they have nothing to spend. Why would they spend? They have all they need. So when the figures came back from the Joint Taxing Authority that this tax bill will not even increase the gross domestic product by a tenth of 1% each year, and only 0.8% over 10 years, Republicans were like, wait. We thought this would pay it all back. We thought the economy would grow so much we pay it all back. We thought that anytime you decrease taxes, you get more taxes back. Because that's happened never. That's never happened. The infamous Laffer curve, and Laffer is not respected by any economist I know, shows, and it's true, that if you tax someone 100% and then you move that tax down to 95%, you're not confiscating all their wealth, you let them keep 5% of their wealth, at those very high levels, yes, people will work harder and you'll get some more tax money. But it doesn't work when the tax rate's 40%. It never has. When you lower taxes on rich people, you get less taxes. It increases the national debt. In fact, spending the money, in fact, John Maynard Keynes told us in the 30s, hiring people to dig ditches and fill them up with dirt would do more for the economy than giving rich people a tax cut, because those people would have the money and they'd spend it. $2.2 trillion, 300 million Americans. Do the math. It's about $7,000 per person. Family of four, $30,000. If you're a family of four, you are taking $30,000 out of your pocket and giving it to a very rich person. And so all the Trumpists, I have to ask you, if you're making $50,000 and you have a family of four, do you really believe that Donald Trump Jr. needs your $30,000? Hey, if so, I'd like to know why you hate yourself that much. Or are you just a fool? Another mark, another con man, another chump to which Trump has mistreated his entire life. 888-488-MARK if you want to join in. 888-488-6275. In the break, call your senator, 202-224-3121. Tell him or her that if they don't vote against this bill, you will never vote Republican again. Let him know how strongly you feel. Right back after this.
Never confuse Mark Levin with right-winger Mark Levin. The second E stands for empathy, which the other Mark lacks. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm still very much worried about the tax bill. If you, when we're done, if you write down this number, 202-224-3121, it's the Capitol Switchboard. You can also find it online. It's the direct line to the Senate, 202-224-3121. I know a bunch of people have been calling. Some have gotten busy signals. Keep calling. Ask for your senator, particularly if it's a Republican senator. If it's a Democratic senator, call and thank them. But more importantly, if you live in a state with a Republican senator, call them and let them know that this means the death of the Republican Party to you. Because if we voters don't care, they will only serve their donor class. And if they tell you it will help the economy, well, ask them about this clip I'm about to play by the president's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, who expresses shock when corporations tell him the truth, the CEOs, that they're not going to invest it and they're not going to create jobs with it. Let's play the clip.
Can I ask you all a quick question? If the tax reform bill goes through, do you plan to increase investment, your company's investment, capital investment? Just a show of hands, the tax reform goes through? Okay.
Why aren't the other hands up?
Why aren't the other hands up?
John, I got a question quick.
Yeah, why aren't the other hands up? He doesn't get it. Why would a company with all this money not do capital investment? This isn't even jobs, folks. This is capital investment. This is buying factories. Well, it actually makes sense. Why would you buy a factory if there's no more demand for your products? If your factory's making 1,000 widgets and you have demand for 1,000 widgets, you don't need another factory. Why would you buy one? You need more people to buy widgets. You need middle class and poor people to have more money in their pockets. Then maybe they'll go out and look at your fancy widget. Then, yes, then you need capital investment. When you take from the rich and give to the poor, it stimulates the economy. In fact, Franklin Delano Roosevelt showed us that in the 1930s. Bill Clinton showed us that in the 1990s. Barack Obama showed us that just this decade. But when you rob from the poor and give to the rich, as they did in the 1920s, there's no one left to spend. The 0.1% of super rich can't spend enough on golden toilet seats. There aren't enough makers of golden toilet seats to simulate an economy. A few people in a golden toilet seat factory, they're not that many. And how many? I mean, you've got six homes, you've got four yachts, you've got a small Latin American island. What are you going to do? You're going to put your money in the stock market. And yeah, prices will go up in the stock market, which is owned by very few Americans. In big numbers. It's paper money. It's inflation. It's not real. It won't last. Prices will go up for everyone. But middle class poor people have less money to spend. This is a Republican monstrosity. It's anti-choice. They throw that provision in. It's against the environment. They threw that provision in. There's a special provision in there to make sure that churches can donate more to politicians. Because they want to use religion to sell their politics. There's all kinds of... We don't even know what's in this bill. They sold out Alaska for Murkowski. They're giving special goodies to Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Special goodies to Jeff Flake. They're selling us out. And we are left... It just seems like the Democrats come in. They fix an economy. They make it run good. The voters elect Republicans. They run the economy into the ground. And then Democrats have to fix it again, over and over and over and over again. When will people learn Democrats are just better stewards of the economy? Please, call your senator. Get them to oppose this bill before it's too late. This is Mark Levine, signing off.